Stupidity has been presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
It's the Stooleywed Game. He's been offered a first-class ticket, a round of golf with John Daly, an appearance fee, and to have a day spent honoring him by the people of Sioux Falls. But he continues to decline because it's Sioux Falls. And she's a stay-at-home mother of twins that gets a different kind of the Sunday scaries, John and Abby Wiener. He played in the NFL for nearly a decade and recorded three career interceptions, only to be tackled by the quarterback all three times. And she's listened to more sports talk radio in the last 20 years than most truck drivers, Mike and Christine Golick. And now, here's the host of our game, Hank Azaria.
Thank you, Jim. I am, in fact, Hank Azaria. Welcome to another edition of the Stooleywed Game and a strange turn in my career. This is the Stooleywed Game. This is where we cut it up with a couple of menches and a couple of Gentiles. Yeah. And my son is half and half. By the way, little fun fact there.
Nice.
And we're going to find out which twosome knows each other better. That is the Stooleywed Game. Shall we begin?
Let's do it.
We shall
keep
begin.
Keep in mind, before we start, that marriage is spending the rest of your life with someone that you want to kill and not doing it because you'd miss them if you did that. Okay? That's my little Hallmark moment.
That's wonderful.
All right, let's start. So we spoke with each of our four contestants individually to record their answers, because if they held up flashcards, you wouldn't see them. This is not a visual medium. So, let's start by asking the better halves how well they know their husbands. Okay. Each correct answer is worth 5 points. This is very exciting.
Yes.
Right, let's start with Chris, okay?
Ready to go.
Who did your husband say is smarter, you or him?
Oh, this one's easy. Me. For sure, me.
Let's hear what Golick actually said.
She does.
That was easy. Are you kidding me?
I mean, Mike, it's not the answer you wanted to give. You just gave it because you're fucking sucking up.
I mean, there's the answer and then there's the truth. And quite honestly, in this case, they're both the same.
Everybody who knows Mike knows I'm smarter. I mean, that's the easiest thing.
The freaking water bottle next to Chris right now is smarter. Who are we kidding?
You know what's ironic, though? Go look, if you said you were smarter, that would have been the dumbest thing you ever said.
There is irony in that, isn't there?
So wise.
Yeah, that's 5 points.
Yep.
Woo! It's a point system? I'm unaware of the point system.
Did you not listen? Hank just said five points for the right answer.
I mean, listen. No one knows better than Hank, or my wife, I should say, that I'm not listening to a word anyone's saying right now.
Get the shit out of here.
Speaking of your wife, Stugatz, Abby. Yes. Who did your husband say is smarter, you or him?
I don't know. Actually, tricky question because I think it depends on the subject or what we're doing. Like if you said who could change a light bulb, it would be me. Who could? I don't know. I guess you would say he is.
Yeah.
That is such bullshit, Stu. It's unbelievable.
How is it bullshit? Christine, I have said there are two types of smarts in this world, okay? There are street smarts and there are book smarts. She got me on the book smart.
Yeah.
But on street smarts, and she knows this, she knows I'm smarter.
But Stugatz actually said.
Me, landslide.
That's unbelievable you said that.
It really is, actually.
Mike, when you really get down to brass tacks, is it that unbelievable? That
it really isn't. I mean, for what you do, you are getting paid for it. So there is a bit of smartness to that.
Let's move on to question number two, shall we, kids? Yeah. Abby, how many pairs of shoes did your husband say that you own?
Oh, man. Oof.
Wow.
That's a good one. 50?
What he actually said.
4,223.
Oh, I mean, geez, Sue.
Really?
Just crush her on that.
I mean, I wish it was 50. By the way, Golan, did you burp in the middle of the game, Joe?
No, I didn't at all.
I heard a burp there. I wish it was 50.
That was Chris.
I'd have been shocked if you actually got 4,233.
Yeah, I mean, don't exaggerate at all. Okay.
You what an idiot.
Stupid.
So you win the Imelda Marcos Award.
Yeah, okay. Right. With one rack of shoes.
We're going to turn around on you, Chris. How many pairs of shoes did your husband say that you own?
I would say, because I just cleaned out my closet.
She cleaned out her closet of at least 60 pair.
I would say I'm at about 65.
Oh. Go lick said.
Well, she did own, I would say, along the lines of 150, but she just cleaned out her closet of about 60 pairs. So I still think she has probably, I would say, in the area of 100 pair of shoes.
Oh, wow.
And you know I'm more right than you, and you're stinking 65.
Maybe.
No, Mike, I got to be honest. That was very good math. Quick math by
quick
you
math.
On the fly.
Yeah, 150 minus 60 is 100. Yeah, that worked out well. That goes in the whole smart question we just asked.
Yeah, that is Stugazzi
did
in math
really
right there.
Clear out 60 pairs of shoes?
I did. My closet was becoming unmanageable, and I just...
Tell her what you did with the shoes. Tell them what you did.
My daughter-in-law is putting them up on Poshmark and making a lot of money off of them.
And
right
I'm
now.
Telling you, Hank, the amount of shoes that weren't even worn is obscene.
It happens.
Oh, it happens, Mike.
Oh, it does happen.
Well, so I assume it's a lifetime of collecting.
It
right?
is. That's it is. You don't just get rid of shoes. I mean, if you buy good shoes, you don't just get rid of them.
Yeah, if a lifetime is 10 years, then yeah, you're right on.
Lifetime Achievement Award. Hank, how many pairs of shoes do you own, Hank?
Me personally?
Yes.
Probably about, I don't know, 40 or 50 probably.
All right. Really?
Wow.
What's the most expensive pair of shoes everybody owns?
Oh, God, I'm wearing them.
They were given to you.
I would
huh?
say not over, and it would be a pair, I'd say not over $120.
Mine aren't over $1,500.
Oh, God.
Abby, I don't even want to know. Abby, I do not even want to know.
I don't spend that much. I think once I did, maybe they were like $500. But.
Right. Hank, you got any red bottoms?
Yeah. Not even know what those are. All right, Chris.
Yes.
What did your husband say is your favorite condiment?
I would say that he said ketchup.
That's correct. Let's hear what Golic actually said.
I would say ketchup.
Yeah, he said ketchup. All right.
All right. Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
10 points.
Beat that, Stugatzes.
Wieners, thank you.
Whatever.
All right, Abby.
You put ketchup on those.
What did your husband say is your favorite condiment?
I mean, I would hope he said ketchup, too.
Woo, a couple of ketchup girls.
Yeah, let's hear what Stugatz actually said.
Ketchup.
All right, very good.
Wow.
Hank, I will tell you, Hank, second date I ever took Abby on, we're at Shula Steakhouse, a very fine steakhouse in Miami Lakes.
No, and, you didn't, Abby.
Oh, yes, you
did.
Porterhouse for two, sliced, Mike, okay?
Come on.
Little Pittsburgh medium, little, you know, dark on the outside, pink on the inside. She asked for ketchup. I got up, and I thought about driving.
Oh, my God.
Abby, I don't have a problem with it.
Oh, thank you. You understand.
You don't ruin a good steak with ketchup. I mean, listen.
Yeah, I'm a ketchup freak. I'll do ketchup, like I do ketchup on hot dogs.
Yeah, same.
Eggs. But I wouldn't do it on a steak.
Oh, really? But it's meat. It's like same thing as a hamburger. I don't know.
It's your steak. You do with it what you want.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Right. Sorry.
I want to ask
Don. Good thing we're not married.
Yeah. Big issue with that.
I was tempted to ask Duffman what he thought about ketchup on a steak.
Duffman would never do something so stupid.
Thanks, Duffman.
No problem.
I love this already.
Duffman asked the next question.
Yeah, let's have Duffman ask the next question. That would
let's
be glorious.
Let's have him do it.
Yes.
I'll do it if you shut up, Suga.
Okay.
Abby,
yes.
What did your husband say is your favorite movie?
I'm going to go with Pretty Woman.
Yes.
Stugatz, what did he verbatim say?
Pretty Woman.
Okay, there it is.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Impressive.
You know, I was in Pretty Woman. Did you know that?
No.
You wear this? Yep. I got my first job in a movie.
Oh, my God.
What were you in it?
I was like a cop. I had like four or five lines in like the first 5 minutes of the movie when they're pulling a, like they're pulling a dead body of a hooker out of a dumpster on Hollywood Boulevard, and Julie Roberts walks up on it.
Yes. Oh, right. My gosh.
And
wow.
I'm the detective interviewing the guy on the street.
That's so awesome.
That was one of your first gigs?
That was my first, I think, for someone's ever in a movie.
Really?
Years old.
See,
yeah.
My favorite
that
movie.
Is so awesome.
Wow, the reason why it's Abby's favorite movie.
Exactly,
now.
I knew that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a little trivia tidbit right there.
Had nothing to do with the actual good-looking guy in the movie, but yeah. All right, where do you want to go here?
Yeah, have you seen Pretty Woman lately, Abby?
On Broadway. Wasn't good.
Oh, yeah, because I don't know if that movie holds up.
And yeah, I agree.
I'm not sure it holds up in the Me Too
yeah,
world.
I think it's my favorite movie, but I don't really know if it is anymore. But I just say it because I used to love it.
I would circle back. But apparently, right. You must have seen it a lot of times. I mean, if it's your favorite movie.
Oh, yeah. No, I have, but not recently.
It's a good movie.
All right, let's see. Let's we'll look to Duffman back here. Chris, yes. What did your husband say is your favorite movie?
He should get this easily. It's Something's Gotta Give.
Wow. That's right.
Wow.
Golick said.
What is the Jack Nicklaus, Diane Keaton movie, Something's Gotta Give?
Why did you answer as if you were on Jeopardy on that?
I know. I did. I was. I knew the movie, but I was trying to remember the name of it, so I was stalling by saying, and I said Jack Nicklaus instead of Jack Nicholson like some sort of idiot. I think I did, but oh, I love that movie. Love the house in that movie. Yeah, it's a phenomenal
movie.
Yeah, great movie.
Well, here's more trivia. Something's Gotta Give includes my co-star on Brockmire, Amanda Peet, doesn't it?
It does.
Yes,
yeah,
it does. She's
the daughter.
She's Diane Keaton's daughter.
Yes.
It's exactly right.
Wow, yep. 6 degrees of separation
Holy
going on here.
Holy smoke. Yeah.
So this is a Brockmire section here between the Pretty Woman and the Something's Gotta Give.
Absolutely. Had,
Definitely acted a little bit different in Something's Gotta Give than Brockmire.
Yeah.
That was very well done, Hank. And by the way, Brockmire, IFC Season 3 going on right now. Now, Golick has seen a couple of episodes. I have not seen a single episode of Season 3, but Golick tells me
awesome.
That it's the best season yet.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Right, Chris? I mean...
Yeah, we're religious watchers.
Absolutely
so.
Love it. And it, yeah, I think we're about the third episode, getting the third episode. Really, really good. Enjoy it.
Well, Jim Brockmire, thanks you. Why don't we have Jim Brockmire in to ask question number five?
Good.
Yes.
Let's do it.
All right.
Jim Brockmire is sober, by the way, in season three, but it's still funny. I was
afraid
Brockmire wouldn't be funny if he was sober, but my God, he's hilarious. Chris, let's go back to Chris. We asked your husband to describe you in one word. What word do you think he used? This is a tough one.
This is a tough one.
Yes. Wow.
Dependable.
Oh. I'm sorry. Golick said?
Awesome. Yeah. You're damn right I did.
I'll take that over
my
answer.
Let's go home. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
I mean, listen, the more I listen, the more it dawned on me that Golick only did this for sex.
Yes, exactly right.
His answers are all predicated on how much sex he's going to get.
Okay, and the problem with that is?
Nothing.
Okay.
Right.
Maybe he is the smartest of us, too.
Just let's keep it G-rated, at least through the end of the game.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, Brock.
That's all I. No. I mean, you can talk about it, but just keep your hands off each other.
Ah, okay, gotcha. There's no cameras, though.
That's true. For all we know, you guys could be naked right now.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this: I don't have any pants on at all.
Just another episode of Brockmire, then.
And this is the sober Brockmire.
Yeah.
This is so. Yeah. Well, he's got to entertain himself somehow, now, doesn't he, you guys? Abby, same question we asked your husband to describe you in one word. What word do you think he used?
Oh, man.
That's a good question. Nice.
Can I give a hint?
Yes.
It's not as complimentary as cool.
Oh, that's nice. That's actually very nice. Okay, then I'll say naive.
Well, I'm sorry. I think you might long for naive when you hear what his answer actually was.
Expensive.
Oh,
I did not say that.
Expensive.
Oh my God! Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Thank you, Brockmire.
I have 50 pairs of shoes. I'm not expensive.
It came out the wrong way. I meant naive, is what I meant to say.
Expensively
I was going
naive.
To say something nicer, but expensive would be the last thing.
All
I
right, let me hold on, Jim Brockmire. Let me scratch sex
you
off
know
the list
be
for
really
tonight's
expensive,
activities.
Really expensive, Stugatz, is your divorce.
Yeah. It can't get any more expensive.
I don't think you know what expensive is, though.
Okay.
I actually don't think you do. It's a little concerning.
Jim, it can't get any more expensive than 50%. So, I mean, that's the deal for me.
That's exactly right. So yes. Count your blessings over there. All right, question number six. Abby, what did your husband say is your biggest fear?
I have no idea. Let me think about this. Wow. My biggest fear.
Yeah.
I don't remember my answer, to be honest with you.
My biggest fear.
My biggest fear is radio silence.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
He was 100% earnest with this answer either. So think how Tugats might make a joke out of this.
Wait to know how to play
I'm trying
the game,
to, that's what I'm trying to think. Yeah. Biggest fear. Being poor. I don't know. Broke. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. I really have no idea.
No. So what did Tugats actually say?
Me in the mood.
Good answer, actually.
That is
scary. That is scary.
Abby, you should have known that.
I know. I was thinking.
Listen, I don't want to give out hints, but just keep thinking along those lines is the question.
Wow.
He's kind of set the tone now for what.
I guess I took this more seriously than Stu
did. I know,
did.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't tell me that.
The producers here that says, by the way, Stugant is afraid of frogs.
Yes.
I am.
Are you really afraid of frogs, Stugant?
Yeah, and I think you know this story. This is a true story. I once called, there was a bullfrog in our bedroom, and it was like hiding behind a shade in the bedroom, but the sunlight was coming in perfectly. And so I lifted the shade, and there's a big blob behind the curtain. So I lifted the shade, and what was there? It was a bullfrog stuck to the window on the inside. And what did I do? I dialed 911 and I called the cops and she hung up on me.
Stu, you realize a bullfrog cannot hurt you.
I know, but Mike, the haphazard way in which they jump when you don't know where the hell they're going, that scares the living daylights out of me.
Oh my God. You are what I thought you were.
That's the old saying, find a frog, call the cops.
That's it.
Chris, what did your husband say is your biggest fear?
Well, since Mike took this more seriously, I'm going to go along the serious lines, and I would say, like, being suffocated or drowned.
That's right. Let's hear what he actually said.
Suffocation. Or, like, being underwater.
Wow.
Oh, she hates it. I mean, this was the easiest question in the world. Easiest.
I mean, that's very impressive. You guys know each other really well. I'm kind of touched by how well you know.
Speaking of touching, there's a whole lot of that going on over here right now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Reason why I know that, our kids, as they got older, what did they call it?
They called it
blanket
blackout. Blanket. And my teenage boys would stuff me into one of those big beanbag chairs and fold it over on me and, like, suffocate.
And lay on her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mike, did drowning escape your vocabulary there in the answer?
No, as far as drowning, because I like scuba diving, and she will not go underwater. She hates it.
Yeah, so it isn't exactly drowning. It's just not having my air around me.
Yeah,
hates not having air around me.
Your kids would purposely just kind of torture you by sticking you under a blanket?
They called it blanket blackout. That's exactly right. They did that to her, yeah. We've killed them, but, you know. That's
one of them works with you, Mike.
I can share an insane story about my wife.
Yes,
we went to see a Blue Man Group, you know that show?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
They do all kinds of crazy things. At one point, the Blue Men throw a lot of toilet paper out into the audience, so much so that it sort of covers the audience. It almost becomes like a piece of art, like you become covered in sort of this canopy of toilet paper. Yes. My wife had some kind of claustrophobic freak out when that happened and started hysterically crying. And my son saw her freak out, and he freaked out.
Oh, no.
I had to, like, escort the two of them out of the theater.
Oh, my God.
So
really?
Funny.
You guys going to be okay?
Wow.
Well, I kind of get that because, like, if I go for, like, a facial or a massage where they, like, wrap you like a mummy, I start to freak out. Like, I can't be closed in at all.
That's
so I kind of get what
Hank,
feeling.
Was it used toilet paper they threw out there or what?
I think it was fresh. It was no odor. It was had a downy, fresh scent about it.
There you go.
Seemed okay.
How old was your son at the time?
He was like
five, I want
to say. Oh, he's a little kid. Okay.
All right, I get that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, Golic, I'm going to ask you as we continue here, because I know you love the many voices of Hank Azaria. Mo the Bartender, Chief Wiggum, Officer Lou, Comic Book Guy, Dr. Nick, Professor Frank, or young Eric Roberts?
Eric Roberts, yeah.
You want a young Eric Roberts? Yeah, is that what you want? All right, Hank, he wants a young Eric Roberts.
Young Eric Roberts.
That will be funny to like seven people listening, okay?
Yeah. So if you're above the age of 50, you're going to love this freaking impression. That wraps up round one, man. The Goliks have jumped out to, what's the score anyway, man?
20 to 15.
Ooh.
20 to 15 lead. We're going to put the husbands under the f***ing bright lights in just a minute, man. They took my f***ing thumb.
All right, well, after the suits listen to this podcast, me and Golic might need to freshen up our resumes and send it into ZipRecruiter.com because we might need new jobs. One guy who won't need a new job is Hank Azaria. That guy is absolutely brilliant. But anyway, hiring used to be hard. It really used to be difficult. It did. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, a confusing review process. But today, hiring can be easy, and you only have to go to one place to get it done. That's it. One place and one place only. How about that? ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. That's StuPod. ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. No, they don't. They're not even close to being done there. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates, so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. How about that? 4 out of 5. Stanzik, I'm not certain my math is correct, but 4 out of 5, I think, is 67%, right?
80%,
like I said, 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. Again, that's StuPod. That's ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Welcome back to the Stooliewed Game. I am your host, Hank Azaria. We are playing today with the Goliks, Mike and Chris, and the Wieners, Stu Gotz and Abby. The Goliks currently in the lead by the score of 20 to 15. It's time to see how well these professional gas bags know their wives. Professional gas bags. Correct responses are now worth 10 points.
Oh, wow.
So I get to say something I've always wanted to say. Dollar values are double.
All right.
Okay, question number 7. Mike, what did your wife say is your most irritating habit?
Oh, wow. That would be, without question, either farting or picking my toenails.
You got to select one.
I'm going to go with picking my toenails.
I'm sorry. Wow. You should have trusted your first instinct. Let's hear what Chris actually said.
Mike farts. And then follows it up with just laughing his head off like he just told the funniest joke.
Damn it!
Somehow that's exactly the way I imagined it. Like,
I really like the way you put that, Mike fart. Yeah.
I do, and then I laugh like a schoolgirl afterward. It's hilarious.
Hey, Chris, tell us about your husband, Mike fart.
And then laughs afterwards.
Yeah.
Also sounds like your rapper name. Yo, Mike Fart.
Yo, Mike Fart.
With a Z.
Mike Fart. All right, Stu got same question. What did Abby say is your most irritating habit?
Oh, God, there are so many.
So many.
It's got to be biting something. So either it's biting my nails or it's biting. Hank, there were so many ways I could have went there with biting something. Oof. Biting my nails or biting my tongue. I have this nasty habit where I bite my tongue. I chew on my tongue. I'm going to say biting, chewing on my tongue.
Oh, you should have stuck with your first instinct. Wow. What Abby said was...
Too many annoying habits to choose from.
Ah!
Wow.
Funny.
You
man.
Said too many. That
well,
was
Hank, I was counting on her to be funny. I mean,
wait, Stu, you bite your toe?
No, I
thought you said your toe. I'm like, what in the hell? I didn't think you were flexible enough to do that.
No, what happens is when I'm really concentrating, which is not very often, I stick my tongue out and I bite it. Oh, I bite my tongue. Okay. I chew on my tongue, and it annoys Abby. But I guess she's right. The list is just it's just too long. I mean, there's not you can't choose just
no,
one.
No, you definitely
yeah.
can't.
It's a good point.
I'm coming to give you partial credit for that.
Yeah, because that's what he said first,
frankly,
right?
The tongue biting thing has me weirded out, so I'm not going to do it.
I'm not at 17 and a half points. I want partial. Listen, my entire life has been partial credit,
you
Hank.
Nothing and
all
like
right.
it.
Okay, fine. All right, I want to see if the Golics are interested here in Mo the Bartender.
Yeah, let's go Mo the Bartender.
Mo the Bartender. All right.
All right, let's do that for question number 8. Hey, Stugatz. Hey, that's fun to say as Mo, Stugatz. What did your wife say is your most repeated sentence or phrase?
Oh, wow. My most repeated sentence or phrase. I want to say, how about that? But I don't think that's what she would say. I think Levitard would say that.
His other wife.
Yeah.
Real wife.
Yes.
My God, my most repeated phrase. If it's sports related, it's going to be, I need... and Brady and Belichick out of my life, but it's not going to be that. So do you, Hank. I know. So, Hank, somewhere in there. I know he's.
Hey, Sugat, let's get matching tattoos that say that.
Hank, what team do you root for?
I root for the Jets.
Oh, you do? Oh, another yeah. one. Okay.
Wow.
We're
yeah.
surrounded by yeah. those people. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, Long Island and Queens. We had no. We were born into.
You're born
it. We had
right.
no choice.
No choice. You're right.
I'm sorry.
You're right. All right, Stu, what do you got here?
I'm trying to think of, am I allowed to ask for Mo the Bartender to repeat the question?
Sure, Stugatz. What did your wife say is your most repeated sentence or phrase?
All right, most repeated sentence or phrase. Man, this is so...
Maybe not only to me, but to the girls, too.
Oh, hint, nice. A nice hint are, for are you.
Well, I mean, it's not really like, I mean...
Are you giving, Listen, one of the things I do, I always tell them because I'm trying to get them to do new things that I myself will never do, like zip lining. so I tend to say a lot, even though they have no reason to do so, I say trust me a lot.
Oh!
Abby
yes!
actually said...
Trust me.
Yes.
It is.
Wow.
Yeah. I was betting on I'm sorry.
Well done.
That I never heard that one before.
No.
No, Chris, after I convince my kids to go ziplining and then I don't follow suit, then the sorry comes.
Okay. Wow. I know it was in there somewhere.
Way to talk yourself through that yeah. one, Stu. That was Thank nice.
Well, I think
yeah,
I gave it away a little
impressive.
Bit.
That was impressive.
Thank you. Thank
frog
you, Mike.
Freak. Mike, your turn. What did Chris say is your most repeated sentence or phrase?
Well, I have a couple of words and a phrase. It's either sweet, nice, or can we have sex today? I'm going to go.
You guys are randy over
yeah.
there.
Yeah. And because I put them in that order, am I going to actually do what I should have done last time and go with what I said first and say sweet? All right.
Absolutely mm-hmm. correct. Chris said.
Sweet.
Yeah.
There it is.
Nice.
Because that's how it's always written in the group text.
Sweet. Yeah, a lot of E's. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, was it 3 E's or 4 or what?
At least. Yeah, yeah.
Nice. I still like Mike Fartz. I think you should answer that one, Mike Fartz, as well.
Fartz. It'd
be a great catchphrase for you, Colin.
Oh, Mike Fartz.
You should sign off the show every day that way. See you tomorrow, guys. Mike farts.
And then fart.
And then fart. And then laugh about your fart.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Giggle.
All right, Golics, you want Chief Wiggum? You want Officer Lou? You want...
Let's do Officer Lou.
Okay.
Do you notice
right,
I've
well,
not
you,
gotten
you know.
To pick anybody. He jumps in right
yeah, that is
before
a nice
I can even
too.
Answer.
Yeah.
But we'll go with what he
Well,
picked.
No, that's the way Hank and I set it up. But Hank, feel free to go wherever you want to go.
Well, let's do Lou. Lou doesn't get a lot of love, you know. Let's do Lou. If you notice, Lou's just a very bad Sylvester Stallone impression. But that doesn't matter right now. Mike.
Yeah.
How does your wife know? Oh, you're going to love this question. This is like tailor-made for you guys. How does she know that you're in the mood for making love?
Wow. It could be as easy as me actually waking up in the morning. Or, in all honesty, I just ask.
Oh, wow.
That's absolutely correct. What Chris said was...
Well, if you know anything about Mike Golic, he is pretty... Just puts it out there and just says what's on his mind. He just says it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You silver-tongued devil. You.
Well, you know me, that romantic. I really know how to woo a woman.
Yeah.
And he puts what out there? I mean.
I thought about that when I answered that. I was like, oh, no, bad wording.
Mm-hmm. So not only does it's not just Mike Fart, it's also Mike.
We do it all. We do it all in this house.
He just wakes up and goes, ugh, Mike. and it's on.
With a Z.
I'm not sure you're going to have a job after this podcast.
All right. Stu. All right, who am I? I'm Lou. Okay, Stu, yo. How does your wife know? This should be good. That you're in the mood. Oh. I'm gonna use the old newlywed term. Making whoopee. How does she know you're in the mood for making whoopee?
When I wake up, when I breathe, all the time.
Yeah, that's right. But her actual response was?
Well, that's easy because he thinks every day is Sunday.
Well done. Wow, nice. We are an easy gender, though, to figure out with that.
Really, I mean,
do you think a guy is going to say, oh, you know, every third week, you know, I mean, come on.
Well, where do you get to be my age? Believe me, it'll slow down.
Hank, I'm getting damn near your age.
Yeah, we both are.
maybe it's just me.
I think you are our age, Hank. I think we're about the same age.
I'll be 55 on
Hank, I'm older than you. I'm 56.
Wow. Do you take like what are those, like horn of elk or something, a rhinoceros horn?
Listen, if they say it gets you going, I take it. It don't matter to me.
Must be you ex-athletes. I don't know. What's your thing, Sugats? Are you still like just as randy as when you were like 17 years old?
My thing is just waking up and breathing, Hank. That's it.
Wow. Look, I must keep you guys away from my wife. Don't ever let
I want to play this game with your wife, Hank, at some point, okay? Yeah. With Mike Fartz as the host.
There you go.
Yeah, we should do, like, you guys should return the favor.
I do. Oh, yeah, definitely will.
We will.
All right, next question. Are we ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Let's go Chief Wiggum on this one. Okay. Stugatz, what did your wife say is the strangest gift that you ever bought her?
Oh, wow. The strangest gift I've ever bought Abby. God. Man, I...
Well, say how you feel.
That's
the answer, probably.
No, I'm trying... No, well, no, but I'm trying... I mean, thank you for the clue, but I had that didn't help at all. Like,
okay.
I'm drawing blanks here. The strangest gift I ever got.
It was first entail you buying her a gift.
That's a good point. Usually I get those on trade through the radio show. and Mike, maybe that's the answer. I'm going to say, the next gift I buy her will be the first gift I buy her.
Oh. That's incorrect. Abby said,
I don't even know if he's ever bought me a gift without me telling him what to buy, but stone crabs.
You said stone crabs.
Wow.
Oh, I was right up till stone crabs.
Yeah, you were.
I forgot I added that in. I thought you were right.
Oh, God.
How do you feel about stone crabs? You afraid of them?
Yes.
I
call the cops on stone crabs. Yes.
Oh, they're so good, though.
Even when
so
you're in a restaurant, it's like, I'll take the stone crabs and call 911.
And security, yeah.
I'll take the stone crabs and a fleet of officers, yes.
Mike, Chief Wiggum would like to know, what did your wife say is the strangest gift you ever bought her?
Oh, my God. So me and my boys, this is as easy as can be. And my boys went to Sharper Image around Mother's Day, and we were looking for a Mother's Day present. We just went into Sharper Image. What they have there is massage chairs, and they had a bunch of them. And me and my kids each got in a massage chair, and we basically fell asleep in them. They felt so good. We looked at each other, and we said, yeah, Mama loved this because we liked it. So we bought it for her. She hasn't sat in it one frickin' time. In fact, a week after I got it for her, I went up there after work one time and fell asleep in it. And Chris, you went upstairs, and how did you find me in it?
Asleep in...
Naked.
Yeah.
Naked. In the massage chair. So it was without... If we got this one wrong, then we should have never been married. It was a massage chair.
That's exactly correct, my Gullet, she said.
It would be the massage chair for Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah. That's the easiest
that one. That
one
lives in radio infamy,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Gullet, is the only time you put on clothes to do the radio show?
Pretty much. Pretty much.
I was just kidding before about the nakedness, but you guys probably are naked right
no,
now.
No,
not me, just him.
Not her. I tend to walk around naked an awful lot.
Oh, boy.
Don't stop by on
I'm never going to not picture that.
I want to leave you with that visual, Hank.
Hank, you're going to watch him go look at my go. You're going to see right through the clothes?
That's it.
Although, look, for some reason, they have me every time, everything I'm in, I have to show my ass for some reason, which
you
is do. Very
That's
embarrassing.
True. You do. You're right. And a fine ass it is, Hank.
Well, it used to be.
Well.
55 and everything. All right.
The ass starts,
question number 11, guys.
Hank, for me and my family, as we get older, I think the same thing happens for you. My family has no asses. Like, there is no ass. I don't have any hint of an ass. Is that the same for you?
Yeah, I got pretty flat ass.
Yeah.
Flat Stanley ass.
And Hank, you're pretty good looking in the long game poly,
yeah,
though.
That's
why
do
we get clawed?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's get clawed
right.
Here.
Claude.
Let's talk about this ass, Claude. You actually see my ass in a long game poly, and it's not my best feature. You know, I'm better upstairs than downstairs, you know?
Oh, my God. So good.
Fantastic.
Let's have Claude ask the next question.
Okay.
Mike, Gulik. what did your wife say would be your superhero power if you had one?
Oh, I've always said it would be Superman. Is that what we're looking for?
No, I mean a specific power,
like
you know.
I would fly.
Like,
oh, no?
Incorrect. Chris said?
Eat until he never gets full.
Oh, that is... That is so rude. That is so rude.
And so true.
That's true. Good point. Good point.
Well, I like how you thought it was going to be this wonderful tribute to you, and it turned out to be just
I did, and she just smacked me down.
I was just being honest.
While you were, yeah, that's true.
It's too good. It's too good. What did your wife say? In French, you're just singular. It's too good. What did your wife say would be your superhero power if you had one?
If I had a superhero power, that power would be to make my wife attracted to me at any given moment.
Oh,
that's good. Definitely not her answer.
I mean, really. Exactly. Right. Definitely
that would
not.
Be so counterintuitive. How would she get you away from her?
Actually, I meant the other way. I got confused there. I meant the other way. The ability for me to never be attracted by her. How about that? No!
That's just weird.
Yeah.
What did Abby actually say?
What did that fraud guy call it? Super ego?
Oh, super ego. All right, there you go. Boy, we both missed on ours.
Yes, we did.
Yes, but I like how Abby referred to Sigmund Freud as that fraud guy.
Thanks.
I'm sure you meant that. You meant that you don't believe in his particular, what he was
right,
preaching.
Right, that's what I meant.
No,
exactly.
You weren't mispronouncing Freud. You just don't
no,
think
right, right.
Of Freud.
Yeah. Exactly.
You think Freud's a fraud.
Pretty much.
Oh, my God.
Who's Freud?
All right, what's our
genius
score? Producers, judges, what score do we got going on here?
Hang on, let me do the math. I should have Golik in here. He's better at this. 50 for the Goliks and 35 for the Wieners.
Oh, wow.
And there's only one question left, I think. So the Goliks will say this can be worth double, so Sugatz has a chance
to
win.
I believe this question is already worth 25.
Oh, funny you say that, Mike Golik, because it is time for the bonus question, which is worth 25 big points.
All
so
right.
The game is still on the line here.
All right.
Mike Golik, this is for all the marbles, all the Tostitos, as that punk-ass bitch Brent Musburger might say. Whom did your wife say that she would cast to play you in a movie?
Wow.
Wow.
So, Mike, you get this right, the game's over. I mean, geez.
He's not going to get this one right.
Oh, man. I mean, oh, my gosh.
Stanzik, you make sure they're not cheating in there.
Oh, they're looking at each other. Something fishy's going on.
No.
Are they naked, though? Are they naked?
I can only see him from the waist up, thank God.
Mike, if it makes you more comfortable, get your clothes off. Maybe the answer.
Okay. My clothes are off, and my answer is Ron Jeremy.
Wow. Just an ass.
Wow, you guys. My God. Somebody, like, dump a bucket of cold water
in
the pool.
It's worth losing, Hank.
I mean, Hank, he's staying in the character of Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Mike. Oh, boy. All right, that's incorrect.
All right, we got a chance.
What did Chris actually say?
I'll be really nice and say The Rock.
She went the nice route. That would have been, yeah.
I wanted who I wanted in the, yeah. in the park.
Oh, I get it now. I wanted who I wanted. Nice.
Oh, boy. Yeah, The Rock, he does take his shirt off a lot.
Yes, he does.
I'd like to be The Rock.
See?
Yeah.
Wouldn't we both win?
Yes.
Would you rather be Ron Jeremy or The Rock?
Whom did your wife say she would cast to play you in a movie?
Oh, wow. All right, I think we need sorry to ask you to do this, Hank. You got to ask that again. I'm sorry.
Who did your wife say that she would cast to play you in a motion picture?
I just want to make sure this is for all the marbles right here, right? I get this right, we win?
Yes, you win.
For everything, that's right.
Yep.
Okay. The whole ball of wax. Okay.
And we can't even check if you guys are cheating either.
Mike, Stanzik knows this. We have never done this. First off, we rarely do it in the same room. Secondly, when we do it in the same room, I'm talking about the podcast.
Oh, I was just going to say, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. I'm talking about the podcast. We don't even look at each other. So that's how strong this relationship is. I am going to listen. She better have said whether it's accurate or not, and it's absolutely not accurate, but she knows that I fancy myself to look like this person.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, you did 20 years ago, so you still think it's,
yes,
you know.
Yeah. I'm going to say George Clooney.
No,
what?
That is not what Abby said. What actually Abby said was
Daniel Day-Lewis.
What?
Wow.
What? The worst actor, the most overrated actor in the history of movie making. I mean, are you kidding? Daniel Day-Lewis, who gets so into his role. I cannot believe this. I am distraught. Listen to me. We are having sex twice this week.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. What punishment?
I mean, I'm being punished for getting the wrong answer.
I cannot believe it.
You just said he's the most overrated actor. Maybe that's what Abby thinks about you as a husband.
I have no doubt about that. I just said, Daniel Day-Lewis, who likes to, you know, needs to get into the role before he plays the role. The whole thing's annoying. Do me a favor. Sign the contract. Play the fucking role. Let's be done with the movie.
Wow.
Yes.
All this is burying the lead, though. It's all secondary to you think you look like George Clooney.
Yeah, where did that come from? You actually thought at one point in your life you looked like him?
Well, someone set us up on a blind date, and I asked them to describe what he looks like before I met him, and that's what they said. They said he's like a younger version or a smaller version or whatever of George Clooney. I couldn't see that, but I still think I want to see that. So,
and then the catch-up happened, Mike. I mean, it was a disaster. I mean, the fact that we're married is amazing.
I need to hear Hank Azaria say who won this thing.
Well, that's it for us. Congratulations to the Golics.
Woo!
To crush the wieners.
Let's get naked.
Oh. Mike Golic had his wiener out as he crushed the wieners. and I would have thought I was joking as I started this little podcast, but I'm probably accurate when I say that.
You're only half wrong.
I don't understand what that means.
Well, use your imagination, Hank.
Oh, boy. So he's...
Oh, God.
So his underpants are halfway down. All right. So...
Get me out of here, please.
Yeah, seriously.
Join us next week for another edition of the Stooley Wed Game.
Stanzik, you know what time it is, right?
Tiso time.
It is Tiso time. Tiso is the official watch of the NBA and the official watch of stupidity and the official watch that is on my wrist right now. I never wore a watch until Tiso sent me this beautiful watch. Each one of Tiso's timepieces delivers quality performance and traditional luxury. The Tiso Chrono XL is a great watch for those looking for a sporty chronograph with Swiss technology at an unbeatable price. While the Tiso PR100 family of watches brings together sporty and feminine details for a collection that is bold, romantic, and ideal for the modern woman, shop Tiso at us.tisoshop.com and at select watch and jewelry stores nationwide. That is us.tisoshop.com. Stupidity!
And Hank, before we get out of here, tell people about what's going on with Brockmire.
Brockmire Season 3, 10 p.m. Wednesday nights on IFC. You can catch Season 1 and 2 on Hulu. It really is the funniest show you've ever seen in your life, or money-back guarantee.
And I will leave you on this note because we both share, unfortunately, a fandom for the Jets, Mets, and Knicks. But the draft is coming up. Let's just agree on this. I don't care who you think they're going to draft. Just let's agree on this, Hank. Whoever they draft will be the wrong guy, right?
Undoubtedly.
Yeah.
By definition.
I
do want to thank our giant fan friends for taking Saquon Barkley last year. That's all I can say.
I am not a fan of any of those teams, but Hank, Chris, and I are a fan of yours, so we do appreciate you doing this and look forward to watching more of your stuff.
Thank you very much. Right back at you guys.
All right, Golics, we do appreciate it. That's about as much fun as we've had on this podcast. Little to do with you, Mike. A lot to do with Christine and Hank's area.
Probably too much information for the audience.
Yeah,
about
we
us,
went
so.
A little TMI about us there, but you know, we wanted to.
Well, honesty is the best policy. So.
True.
And everybody's walking away from this with a bit of a visual, so we're kind of happy about that.
Yes, and that's the way Abby operates her life. I operate under lying is the best policy. So.
There you go.
That's great.
So listen,
he's much smarter.
It's been a lot of fun doing the podcast and having my wife involved and having my dad involved at certain times and having friends and family. I know the Golics have launched a podcast as well. So tell the audience about what's going on with the Golic Family Podcast, because I have listened to two episodes. It is as delightful a listen as I have had. I'm serious. It is laugh out loud funny to hear all you guys interact. So go ahead. And tell the audience.
This is a brainchild of my wife, so I will let her describe how we went about this.
Well, basically, it came to light that just our family text, there was a lot of funny discussion that went on. And just from the years with Mike and Mike, our kids grew up with people getting to know them through the show. So it seems like a natural thing as they become adults and whatnot to share a little bit of our life with them.
And the title fits. It's called We're Sorry in Advance, because especially for our daughter, Sydney, every time she opens her mouth, everybody's got the dump button. We're not sure what she's going to say. So it's called We're Sorry in Advance. It's a Golic Family Podcast, which includes all five of us and Jake's wife, Jenny, who has become a bit of a star in it as well.
Well, why has she become the star? Because she's just unleashing hot takes?
She just is being herself, and herself is the most ridiculous person you'd ever know.
It really is. We found out many things about her during this podcast, but let's just say she fits into the Golic family very, very well.
Christine, I just found out that Mike Golic being himself is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
See, you know where we're coming from, right?
Yeah. Wait till Mike Golic gets home. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, you guys.
All right, guys, thank you so much for coming in and doing
this
today.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks.
It's nice to meet you, Abby Long.
You too. Yeah. Take care. Yeah.
Eventually, you'll meet her in person. And
yes, one day.
Don't make her eat a piece of paper to be a member of the family. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Delightful. Thank you.
Stupidity!
Stanzik, we have been planning the Stooleywed game for quite some time, and we set the bar very, very high on a podcast called Stupidity. For this game and this episode, we set it very high. It is rare where you set the bar that high and eclipse the bar. We jumped way over the bar, Stanzik.
We certainly did. I mean, we had an actual professional voice actor as our host, so.
Yeah, yes. I remember after Reality was on, Abby started Googling all the information about Tony Reale. She fell in love with him. You and I both claimed we needed a cigarette or two. I'm telling you, right after that game, I smoked one pack at one time.
You better be careful, too. I don't know if you and Abby have seen Along Came Polly,
no.
But Hank in that movie, whoo!
Really?
He's shirtless for like the whole thing. Dude's looking hot.
Smoke show?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Have you ever smoked 20 cigarettes at one time?
Not a big cigarette guy.
I'd advise against it.
Stupidity! All right, let's take a quick time out here from stupidity because you guys need a job. All right. And I'm telling you, hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. A place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. That place is ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. StuPod. I am telling you, back when I had a real job, I wish I had ZipRecruiter, or I wish I was using ZipRecruiter, because they have made hiring simple. I can't tell you. I had a real job. I was the GM and vice president, major market radio station. I was Lebatard's boss. How about that? And people would walk into my door applying for jobs they had no business applying for. And so what ZipRecruiter does is weed all the bad candidates out and gives you the good candidates. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. How about that? As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates, so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. Stugatz Army, come strong here. Support the people that are supporting this podcast. ZipRecruiter has been doing that since like the third or fourth episode. So support them. I need you to support them. And you need a job. And people need to hire the right people. ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. That is ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. That's ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Stupidity! That's about as good as it's going to get for this particular podcast. Stanzik, I am not certain we can. Now, I've said this before, and we just did better, but I don't know how the f*** we do better than what we just did. I really don't. We should end it right now.
I'm good with that.
Okay, well, we're not going to end it right now because I'm getting paid for this. So anyway, what I need you to do is I need you to subscribe to the podcast. I need you to rate the podcast. I need you to review the podcast. And then when you're done doing all that, unsubscribe and then resubscribe. And then re-rate, and then re-review. Don't do it for me. Don't do it for the Naked Goliks. Don't do it for Abby. Do it for the colossal effort, the heroic effort that Hank Azaria just put in. Do it for him, okay? And also, again, check out Brockmeyer, IFC Season 3 going on right now. But please, subscribe, rate, and review. Unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. I am going to smoke another 20 cigarettes at once, and then I'm going to have a sandwich, and then I'm never going to have sex with my wife again. Stupidity!